Good afternoon, and thank you so much for calling our Stop By. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Yes, my name is Ruth Mandelbaum.
Hi, Ruth. How are you?
Good, good. I've seen archtop people in my neighborhood, but not on my block, and I have been receiving cards in the mail. So I just wanted to find out if service was eligible on my block, and I had a couple of other questions.
Sure, I can definitely go over that with you.
Yeah, I'm at 269 Richmond Parkway. We're just over the city limits in town of Ulster.
Oh, okay. You said it was Richmond Parkway?
Correct. It's a little cul-de-sac.
Okay.
I know you were on Harwich Street, which is also in the town of Ulster, but it's not a cul-de-sac.
No worries. And what is Ulster's
one 2401?
Oh, it is. Okay, so it's the same as Kingston.
It's still a Kingston address. It's just on the outskirts.
Got it. Okay. So it does look like we are able to service you. If you'd like, we can go through the setup process and get you scheduled up.
Yeah, well, I do want to discuss it with my husband first, but I also wanted to find out, because my card says $69.99 a month,
mm-hmm.
With automatic blah, blah, blah. But I wanted to find out, because right now my Spectrum has the phone as well. So I wanted to find out what your options are for adding a telephone and how much that would be.
Sure. So the telephone, we offer voice service for $24.99. The 1 gig for $69.99 applies when it's on auto pay with your checking account. If you were to do auto pay with your debit or credit card, it will only give you a $5 discount. So to take full advantage of the $10 discount, if you sign up for auto pay and paperless billing with your checking account, that's how you'll get it down to $69.99.
Right. That's okay. And what? But the phone is an additional $24.99?
Correct. Yes.
And are there, like, fees and taxes and everything?
Nope, it's all inclusive.
Okay, so the grand total would be $69.99.
It would come out to $94.98, I think it is.
So not too different from Spectrum right now. And I don't know what's going to happen after 2 years. But the speeds are different in terms of...
Yes, very much so.
How does that work? I don't know that much about it. All
no,
I know
that's
is
okay.
That we've had problems. Like right now it's okay, but we have had problems on and off with our signal, it seems. And I don't know about... Well, I keep getting mixed up between the cell phone and the home phone.
Yeah, no worries.
In terms of what the any of the differences would be in the phone service that we currently get versus whatever the phone service would be. But we could keep our current home phone number?
Correct. We would be able to port that over.
Okay. And if I signed on for this, like, what would be the projected start date for, like, installation and...
So within the next week or two.
Oh, so you're, like, really doing it, like, now.
Yeah. Yeah, that's basically what I'm saying. That's why I said, well, we are able to service you basically now.
Yeah, no, I don't know why I thought there was, like, a waiting list for this.
No. It goes
like
based off of what the in-service date is. So the in-service date shows as October 25th, from what I'm seeing.
Okay.
So we do have the capability of getting you scheduled up. That's why I asked if you wanted to go ahead and get scheduled.
Well, let me mull over it a little more, because then I have to figure out how to, like, there's no overlap with the cable, I would say. Like, one gets disconnected and the other gets connected. I'm not sure how that all works.
Okay, so let me answer your question about the speed first. So for the speed, a lot of cable companies, they'll give you up to like a gig. And of course, the gig is really expensive. Like personally, for the cable company I was with, I was paying almost $170 for the 1 gig. Now that's 1,000 megabytes per second down, but they were limiting me to 35 megabytes per second upload. With us at Archtop Fiber, it's 1,000 megabytes per second download and 1,000 megabytes per second upload. So they're symmetrical.
You're talking Greek to me.
Sorry.
I just don't know how it compares with what I currently have on
So,
Spectrum. So,
what do you typically do with your internet?
well, what I typically do with it is I'm not playing video games, let's put it that way. You know, my thing online is, you know, mainly email, documents, Facebook, business, you know, on the television we stream. You know, we don't have any pay TV anymore, so we're just doing streaming.
Yes.
So that's, you know, it's important that the streaming be
Of course,
good.
lag free, especially. Yeah.
My
So,
husband does like a ton of stuff with photography.
okay, so that was actually one of the points that I was going to make. Now, I'm a photographer on the side. So, I have a ton of photos. One of my most recent photo shoots, I had over 800 photos to sort through and back up. So with the symmetrical, as I was explaining, that you with our plan, you get 1,000 down, 1,000 up for speed. And what that means is that when your husband uploads those photos to his online storage, as most photographers do have, it will go by so much faster than what he's used to.
So
Much, much faster. Now, as far as the streaming, you won't get any buffering or issues with, you know how like sometimes the video goes a little fuzzy sometimes.
right. Well, we've had this thing we call it the Circle of Doom.
Oh yeah, okay. So Circle of Doom absolutely will no longer be happening unless there's an issue with the streaming platform itself.
Okay, because I mean that's like been one of our, you know, the buffering, the Circle of Doom, that, you know, those have been issues that have been on and off, and
Oh,
whether it has to
absolutely.
do, so
Yeah.
that would be a big thing. So anyway, so if I do go with Archtop, how do I transition from the cable to, you know, is there anything that needs to be done from Spectrum? I guess obviously I need to return any of their equipment that I
Of
have, but
course.
is it an automatic disconnect or how does that
No.
work?
So what we recommend is that you wait until our fiber services are fully installed before you cancel with Spectrum. The reason for that is so that even during the install process, you're still connected to the internet. We run fiber, which is completely different than the coaxial that cable companies use. So the way that our cables work, those fiber optic cables, the data for the internet is passed through pulses of light, which is what makes it so much faster.
But they don't both work simultaneously. Once your system is in place, that's what would be working.
Correct and incorrect. So yes and no. So if you were to run both of them simultaneously, that would be more than possible because again, we use a completely different cable. So we provide our modem, we provide our router. Now, as to why you would want to have two companies providing internet, I'm not so sure. But when it comes to the capability of having them both running at the same time, absolutely, that's possible. You just wouldn't be able to connect one device to two different networks at the same time.
Now, does a Wi-Fi network stay the same? Same network, same password kind of thing, or does any of
So
that change?
no, the network, the Wi-Fi network would come with the default, but there is an application that would be that you can download on your phone called the HomePass app that the tech will walk you through how to go ahead and make edits to your Wi-Fi network. A few positives about it is that you can actually tell when your family members are home just by their phone connecting to the internet. You can limit certain devices from accessing the internet called a freeze. So, like for example, me, I've got three kids. If my 13-year-old were to decide to go on a hormonal rampage, for example, and she gets grounded, I can disable all of her devices, but all the other devices still get connected. So
Yeah,
the
well, that would apply
Wi-Fi
to us.
system is very, very smart. In that sense, and you can change the network name and password to whatever you would like. I would do that before connecting any of your devices because if you do decide to change the password after all of your devices are connected, you'd have to reconnect all your devices to the network.
Okay, I'm already confused by all of that. It sounds
Oh, I'm so sorry.
it's not your fault. It's my brain just doesn't work as well as it used to. But it sounds like there is a bunch of stuff that you have to do to
transition to a new Wi-Fi network or
Yeah,
to the same
it's
Wi-Fi
actually
network?
pretty simple. It just sounds more complicated. You would just go into your systems and you would find the Wi-Fi network settings. So you would go into the settings on, like, say, for example, your smart TV, and you would select Wi-Fi network, and then you would select the new network and type in the default passcode if you were to keep the default passcode.
Okay, so we could just keep our passcode the same as the old network. We don't have to, like
Yeah,
right now if
so
I go
I
to
would.
my, it's like you go any place and you go into settings, like I go into my phone and it shows available networks. The Archtop network would come up as an available network.
Correct, yes. And then
And that's what I would.
there would be a default password that you can type into. What you can also do is have the tech edit to the password that you want it to be so that it's easier for you to type in.
Okay. Because quite frankly, my memory is not what it was.
Yeah, no worries. I completely
I
get
could,
it.
so basically I could keep, could you rename the network and rename, could you rename the
Yes.
network to be called? Okay. So I could just rename it to be the same. Oh,
And you
okay.
can make the password for the network, the password that you want it to be. Like, say, for example, I don't know, we'll take a house full of gamers and you name it, like, you can name your network, like, Xbox only, for example, right? So then you would still, and you change the password to be Gamer House, right? So then you'd go into your device setting, and then that's when you would select Xbox only as your network, and then you would type in the Gamer House that you set as a password.
Okay, I guess I'll figure all this out at a later
Yeah,
date.
and
So
the
getting
techs,
back.
when it comes to installs, the techs are very, very helpful. And they'd be more than happy to help out with any requests that you have or any questions that you have.
Okay, so let me ask again. So for install, you said the earliest available would be
Probably
in
next
terms of
week.
install date
Let me just
next
take a
week.
look at
Okay.
that. Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm not saying I want it next week, but
No, of course, but let me just take a look at our schedule to see
yeah,
what it's looking
I just
like.
don't know if you like you can pick day, you know, if I could say, oh, this is the day that works for me kind of thing.
Yeah, so I mean, we have availability as early as the 18th, and later even.
Okay. Well, I mean, it's really good to know that this is actually is available anytime at 269 Richmond Parkway. And this deal says it's, you know, offer expires, but is the offer really expiring?
No,
Anyway,
so that's
so
kind of
I don't think that. Yeah, that
The
looks like
part
the
of the
same.
marketing situation, but
Yeah, it looks like the same card I've been getting, you know.
yeah,
So,
it is our everyday price.
yeah, okay. So
But
that's
the
fine.
thing
So there's
is,
no
like,
senior, do you have senior discounts?
at the moment, no, unfortunately. We also don't offer any
Okay.
like veteran discounts at the moment.
Okay.
But really, the offer expires is so that marketing can also keep track of, okay, which cards had already been sent out and when it's time for the new batch.
Yeah, okay. So I'm almost like 90% sure I want to do this. I want to go over with my husband. I want
Of
to be able to
course.
pick a time that works for us, and I want to time it with my Spectrum billing date so I'm not paying for like an extra month that I don't have to pay for. So,
Understandable. But also a lot of
yeah.
cable companies will prorate.
All right.
So once you call them to cancel and you tell them like, oh, I'm canceling effective immediately, they'll prorate back what it is that you overpaid if you already paid for the month.
And whatever telephone I'm using right now, it will just work the same way, but just on the new network, I assume.
Correct, yes.
For my landline, for my quote landline. Oh, how does that work? I know that right now when electric goes out, what do I lose? Is it the same thing that you lose the Archtop, that you lose your phone, or how does that work?
So yes and no. If you have like a battery backup where it's basically like one of those power strips that have a built-in battery for when you lose power, you would still, as long as the modem and the router are still plugged in, you would still have internet and phone.
Well, I'm not even sure what that means. A power? If you're plugged into it, what do I have a power?
A
Is
lot
that a
of
common thing? Power strip with battery backup?
yes. So, like, you can find them at like Walmart, Target, Best Buy, like electronics retailers. They're like power strips, but they have like a thicker base to them because it's got a built-in lithium ion battery. Or if you have like a generator, like a lot of people that I know
I don't
tend to
have no
have.
we don't have a generator. Actually, where we live, which is close to the Armory in Kingston, we get power outages, but they rarely are for that long. So I
Okay.
mean, if they have these, I didn't realize they had power strips with battery backup. So you would like plug
Yeah.
a phone into it and plug your TV. It can, okay, that sounds like a
Yes,
really good
absolutely.
investment.
Yeah, and so the depending on the type of battery backup that you go for, will determine the length of time that systems can run off of it.
Sounds a hell of a lot cheaper than buying a generator.
Yes and no. So like a generator would run off of like gas, for example, where that can power like basically almost a whole home.
Oh yeah, no, I understand that, but I'm just going on on the assumption that the apocalypse is not going to come and we'll only be out of power for a few hours at a time. So,
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I was
hoping.
stuck without power for, gosh, I think it was like 6 weeks or 4 weeks almost.
Oh my
Back
gosh,
when,
where are you?
no, this was back when I lived up in Greene County when Irene hit.
Oh my God, yeah.
Yeah, I was living in Greenville, and so many trees had come down that Central Hudson had to redo all of the power grids. Yeah, it was pretty intense. We were out of power for a minimum of 2 weeks, and then our neighbors started getting power, but we were on the next grid over, so it took like an additional 2 weeks for them to repair that. Yeah,
Wow.
that was fun with
Yeah.
a 3 month old.
Oh my gosh. Oh my
Yeah.
gosh. Well, hopefully none of that will happen. Well, you've answered a lot of my questions. I'm going to go over this with my husband and figure out what we want to do and what time. But yeah, I've had enough of Spectrum. I'm ready to try something else.
Yeah, a lot of people
It's
have
and it's good to
had
have a it's a good to have options.
frustrating issues with them, and I completely understand that. The other thing is to answer also with the backup power. We personally have hospital grade or higher generators at all of our substations, which is how we're still able to provide service. Even if you lose power, if you have that battery backup or that generator, then you would still be able to receive services.
Well, that's another good thing. Now, this technology, the Archtop, is that the same as like Verizon Fios? Is that's the
Similar,
same type
yes.
of yeah?
Yes, so
Okay,
it's
because I
fiber
always remember
optic.
saying that. Yeah, I always remember saying that. If Fios ever came to Kingston, right? But so this is the same type of thing.
Yeah,
Okay.
except we're headquartered in Kingston, so we're all local.
I know, and I live in
Yeah,
Kingston, so I love that.
I
Local
live in Dutchess
company.
now, but
Yeah.
yeah, no, I mean, Kingston is kind of a good stomping ground for me too, because I used to work at the Best Buy there before they closed.
The traders, they lot. Okay, so I bought my last computer at Best Buy because of the Geek Squad and service. And after I
Yeah.
bought it, they closed the Best Buy in Kingston, and I had problems with the computer, and I had to keep going back and forth to Poughkeepsie. And then, so
Yeah.
it's like
The
they're no
reason
longer
for
on my.
that though, I can at least explain as to why that happened.
It's happening
So
every place.
upper management corporate decided to shut it down because they had been searching for a new location for quite a while, but none of the new locations were suitable. Like there were some that had asbestos and stuff like that. So corporate made a decision, even though we were ranked top in our whole division, they made the decision to just shut it down because they couldn't find an appropriate location. And the
Oh,
mall
that's
was
too
not willing to fix
bad.
those leaky roofs that we had.
Yeah, well, I got to tell you that the businesses here just like shuttle around from plaza to
I
plaza,
know
It's like
it's very heartbreaking. Like Bed Bath & Beyond was gone. Yeah, now there's an LL Bean, which is kind of exciting because I used to have to go all the way up to Albany for that.
Really?
But now I have to go to Poughkeepsie or Albany for Best Buy.
I'm thinking, oh my gosh, is that Bean going to make it in Kingston? I'm not sure where the demographic for that. But really, we've got nothing. We're down to Kohl's and Target and Walmart.
Yeah, at this point. Yeah, it's kind of terrible. I mean, there's still Dick's Sporting Goods too, but
that's true. But I go to Kenco for that stuff.
Anyway,
thank you so much for answering all the questions.
Oh, you're so very welcome, Ruth.
I will go now. In terms of the 1,000 upload, is there like more? If people wanted more than that, is that something that's an option?
So we offer a 2 gig plan, which is 2,000 down, 2,000 up. For your speed, at least. And that is $89.99 with the auto pay and paperless billing.
Okay. I have a feeling that's more than we would need for what we use, but there would be an option.
I mean, it really depends on how much photography your husband does at that point.
Well, I know that he's got like thousands and thousands of pictures that are, backed up, but I have no idea what's needed. Let me just write that down though, in case he
decides that he wants that. Tell him to give us a call. We'd be more than happy to answer his questions.
8,000 up, 8,000 down.
No, it'd be 2,000 down, 2,000 up.
2,000 down, wait.
Yeah, so, but it would be for
$89.99. And what was the terminology that you used? Oh, upload. 1,000 download and 1,000 upload, and it's simultaneous.
Yes. Correct. So it's symmetrical.
Okay.
Upload. Means it's equal up and down.
Download. Okay. Got it.
Okay.
Okay, thank you so much.
Welcome, Ruth. You as well. And thank you so much for calling Arch Top Fiber. I hope you have a fantastic rest of your week, and hopefully we'll hear from you soon.
Okay, we'll do. Bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.